What if you could transform the choices you make and unlock your business potential? Every decision you make has the power to shift your path. You have the ability to make inspired choices that drive growth and sales. Get ready to tap into the innovative power within you. Now, here's your host of Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert, Christine McIver.
Doesn't business just make you so angry sometimes? Don't clients make you angry? Don't people you have to work with make you angry? Hey, everybody, I'm Christine McIver, and that's what we're talking about tonight. We're talking all about anger, and I'm going to be talking to you about seeing through anger in business. I am your host, Christine McIver. I am a optimization expert. I'm also the CEO of Inspired Choices Network, ICN Publishing, ICN Summits, Podcast to Bookshelf, you name it. I've been creating, and I have had so many experiences with customers, with clients from all around the world. I have worked with lots of different people, both when I was in other people's businesses and in my own business. And I can tell you that anger is real, and it also can be a benefit. But man, when it sneaks up on us, right, it can be really, really difficult. So I've been in business now for 17 years. I think I've been down a lot of paths that I can share with you about anger tonight. And I honestly know that there is so many things that we can all learn about anger. I mean, I'm still learning about anger. And I hope that tonight, as you lean into today, to this show, whether you're listening during the day or the morning or the evening or whatever it is, I hope that as you lean in, you allow yourself to receive what you need to hear. Because I'm telling you, if you were attracted to this show, there's something here for you. But sometimes we get triggered and sometimes we don't want to hear it. So I want to invite you just to open up, just listen, see what pops for you and see if maybe some of it really, really reads for you. So if you would like to connect with me, if what you're hearing tonight really resonates for you, or if you'd like to learn more about working with me as a business coach, you can go over to my website, christinemciver.com. Send me an email, christine@christinemciver.com. Let's connect. Let's talk about what it is that we can do to make your business more pleasurable, more ease, and absolutely have your business grow. That's what we're all about, is growing our businesses and having fun while we're doing it. Okay, let's get into tonight's show. I'm just going to read the show notes to you and we're going to take it away. Seeing through anger in business. Anger can cloud judgment and disrupt decision making, but it doesn't have to derail your business. Knowing yourself and having tools to manage business operations when anger arises is critical. In this episode tonight, we're going to explore how to see through the anger and use it as a catalyst for positive change. I'm going to share strategies for managing emotions in high-pressure situations and how to turn your frustration into motivation and money. So tune in to learn how to shift your mindset, navigate your business challenges with a clear focus perspective. Doesn't that sound good? We all want to have those things, but how do we do it when we are in anger? Well, the first thing I want to talk about, we're going to talk about anger first before we get into the business. let's talk about what is the original definition of anger, because you remember, like lots of words, the definitions get changed. So anger is a hostile attitude, ill will, surliness, distress, suffering, anguish, agony, grief, sorrow, affliction. It can be painful. It also can show you as being rash or a foolish person, free from care. It can be you're irritated, you're annoyed, you're provoked, you're vexed. I love when somebody said vexed once to me. I was like, what is that? Oh my gosh, have I ever been vexed at different times? Anger is an emotion. I'm sure everybody can agree with that. Anger is an emotion, and it is one of these emotions that can get us so riled up and create so much movement and change that we oftentimes want to avoid it because we've had so many experiences with people who have been angry, they've been vexed, they've been just at their end, that they sometimes get violent with their words, they get violent with their actions, physically, maybe with their choices. They make really, really poor choices because the anger is so heavily charged. It's a really incredibly charged emotion. Yes, it can be coming from lots of different things. It can be coming from somebody making a choice that you feel is against you. It can be coming from grief. You know, anger is part of the grief process. Anger can be coming from something that you've misunderstood. Anger can be coming from somebody going against your belief system. This is 2025. Many of us are angry about the political scene in many, many countries. Anger isn't bad. We oftentimes judge emotions as bad or good. There are values, not values as in good or bad values, but there is something of value in every emotion that we as humans experience. Something somebody said a long time ago is we will not really understand joy or ecstasy if we haven't had the experience of the opposite. It's challenging because if happiness is just your way of being and you've never experienced anger, you've never experienced grief, it's hard to really acknowledge and understand fully what your level of happiness really is providing for you. So anger is a very intense emotion, not good or bad. It's a very intense emotion. And when we are in anger, it's like, you know, we talk about seeing red. I was actually going to wear red tonight, but I thought, you know, don't push it, MacIver. But anger can really have us see tunnel vision, right? When we are angry, we get so convicted with how we are feeling that we won't listen to reason. If you are in anger and somebody tries to reason with you, you might tell them to go pound salt and use plenty of other words as well. When you are in anger and somebody says you're wrong, that can actually stir you up even more. When you are in anger, you are on the edge of emotions. You are on the edge. And when you are on the edge, you seriously do not have a strong foundation under you. Now, I am not saying not to have your anger. I am not saying don't experience all of your emotions fully because they're valuable. But what I am saying is we need to understand the value of anger, and we also need to understand how to operate when we are angry and how to see our way through in business when we are angry. These are important aspects. And as you do your personal development work, as you continue to evolve as a CEO, as a business owner, you want to understand that these emotions are going to come up in your business. They're going to come up in your personal life. They are very, very normal, but they are also there to serve you. When those emotions come up, going into self-awareness is critical. You don't want to make a decision when you are in anger. Now that seems very easily understood by most people. But you also don't want to make a decision when you're in deep grief. You don't want to make a decision when you are in deep joy or ecstasy. When we are in extreme energy emotions, we are actually very, very stuck in a narrow point of view because the emotion is actually driving us and only showing us what we are in at that moment. So if we are not bringing self-awareness in when we are in these extreme emotions, in this case tonight, anger, we are not going to understand what else is going on around us. So go to a time when you were younger, maybe you were in grade school, maybe you were in high school, and somebody was provoking you. Somebody was upsetting you. Maybe it was a teacher who's being an ass, or maybe it was somebody another student that was upsetting you and trying to make you angry. If you want someone to react in a certain way to kind of have it be an advantage to you, it's one of the best ways to do that is to make them angry. So if you say to someone, and I can tell you that this occurred with me when I was younger, a good number of years younger, pardon me, I did have an anger issue. I didn't have a hold of my emotions, and I am an emotional authority. Excuse me for one second. Pardon me. I am an emotional authority in human design. So my emotions can come up really large. And they did. When I was unaware of this, I would get very angry. I would just really explode. That never worked out really well for me because I would use the anger in a way that was not contributing to the change that I was desiring. If I didn't like something and I got extremely angry, I usually made things worse with my anger. But if you have someone that you provoke and they get angry, or you want them to look bad to someone else and you provoke their anger, that has them show up and fulfill your desire of them looking bad, right? So anger is an emotion that people use against us. And it goes on everywhere in the world. We see it all across social media. It's happening all the time. But when you, especially you, the business owner, when you become very self-aware and you are able to basically step back and watch yourself and go, oh, wow, I'm really angry right now. And you can be in those two spaces, experiencing your anger, but also being aware of your anger that's you're experiencing at the moment and just be in observance of it. You can start to bring that down. And that self-awareness will assist you in not making choices that will make things worse for you. So that is something that I really want you to understand, is that anger, joy, everything, they are emotions. They are not, one is not better or worse than the other. They are all providing you information as well. And when we get into our next segment of the show, I'm going to talk about what the value of what anger is. And then we will then go into seeing your way through business, through anger in business. But when you are willing to really lean in and learn about what these emotions are doing for you, why these emotions are coming up so much, and you're doing your personal development work as being the CEO of your business, this is going to be a massive contribution to you. Now, this is something I talk about all the time. Your business will only rise to the level that you are doing your own personal development work. You can have all the pretty systems, you can have all the structure, you can have all the bells and whistles in business, but you're not going to grow your business beyond your personal development levels. This is something that is critical. If you are going to change your reality and you're going to change your business's reality, you must pay so much attention to your own personal development, because you are the one who was energetically connected to your business. And it's like stretching. Your business can only stretch so far if you're not there with it. And we have to really improve this, because my friends, these businesses are really wanting to be out there in the world. You've got great ideas. You've got big desires. And oftentimes the biggest piece that's holding you back is your inability to see your limitations. That doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you. It means there's opportunities for you to expand beyond. And you can do this, and it's time for you to really be willing to take the big step forward and be vulnerable with what is going on so you can change it. Okay, you are listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. I'm your host, Christine McIver. We are on the Inspired Choices Network, our home platform, and tonight we're talking about anger, seeing through anger in business. Please come back after the break. I've got lots more I want to share with you. We'll be right back, my friends.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to christine@christinemciver.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Yes, I'm Christine McIver. I'm the host of Inspired Choices for Business Growth. And tonight we're talking all about seeing through anger in business. Now, if you're just joining us, in our first segment, we really talked deeply about what anger is, how it's an emotion, and it is not a bad emotion or a good emotion. It's just an emotion, just like every other emotion that you have. These emotions are here for you to experience your life. These emotions are also here to teach you and guide you, inform you, and also wake you up. They wake you up to your experience of life, and also they wake you up to what's going on around you. Anger is an emotion as well that people use against us. And if you do not become aware of what's really occurring for you with the anger, it can actually devastate your business. It can devastate relationships. It can actually work like a volcano in your life. And anger is something that comes out of us like a volcano. We seethe out our anger. And, you know, I have some amazing friends that when I am in that state and they just like, what do you need? And I'm like, I just need to vent. Because for me, I've got to get it up out of me. And once I get the anger up out of me, I usually can take a breath. I've created more space within myself, and I'm able to take the barriers down, the blinders rather, down to what really is going on. Because remember, anger is an emotion. Anger is something that comes to us to inform us. I learned a very, very long time ago that anger is a tool. Anger is a tool that informs me about more things going on than just what's right in front of me. One of the biggest tools that anger is for me, and I want you to just ask yourself some questions about this for yourself. Anger for me is a tool that informs me that there is a lie here, that there are lies going on. Now, oftentimes, we're not angry at ourselves. Well, we can be, but in this case in business, we're talking about anger, and we are often angry at other people. We might be angry at clients or customers or prospective clients or customers or colleagues or, you know, people that we employ, whatever the case may be. But oftentimes we're angry at someone else about something else. And while we may have a piece of the pie of this anger that we own, as in we're responsible for something that created the anger, there's also a large piece that is owned by someone else. And I don't mean in a blame way, I mean energetically. As I said, anger can tell you and inform you of a lie that someone else is portraying onto you. And if you, if this resonates for you, if you're even in question about it, I want you to think about it in this way. If anger comes up and you're able to ask yourself, truth, is there a lie here that I'm unaware of? And you just get a little bit of a yes hit, whatever the way you get your yeses and nos, that is going to unlock for you so much. And it's going to help you to start to take a space back from it. It's going to help you to step back and look at what's really going on. Now, unless you're somebody that's a fly on the wall with the other person. So in this case, when we're talking about business, let's talk about, you know, somebody that you're working with. Unless you're a fly on the wall and you know exactly what they've been speaking about you or what they've been deciding they're going to do or what their plans are, you don't know verbatim what is truly going on. But if you can ask yourself this question, is there a lie I'm aware of? Now, being aware of something and knowing specifically what it is two different things. You don't need to know right in the beginning. You don't need to know. But what this does is when you get a yes, when you get a yes that there is a lie present, you step back. I am telling you energetically, you step back. You cool off, and now you've got the opportunity to ask other questions. And I don't mean other questions of other people. I mean ask other questions so you become more and more aware of what is actually going on and what you need to know in order to make your next step. So in business, people can do and say all sorts of things that will trigger anger in us. We will often get triggered in business because of somebody's belief systems, their values, or their choices. So, you know, there's things that, you know, will tick me off. All right. I'm a human being. I have responses to people's behaviors. One of the things that ticks me off is when I communicate with someone via email and they choose to respond to me with a text or a voicemail message, or they send me a message in Messenger, or, you know, excuse me, I'm doing business, and people that do business with me understand that this is how I operate. I operate, and I will tell people, I would prefer if we could communicate via email. I keep track of all of the things that I'm responsible for in my inbox so that I don't miss something. I don't know how people operate their business inside of social media's messengers. And on top of that, knowing that these messages are monitored also makes me very curious as to why anybody would operate their business that way. But many people do. That's their choice. But my choice is to do it via email. So when somebody turns around and they communicate with me in text or voicemail or whatever the case may be, to me, it's not very respectful. I don't think it's professional. But does it make me angry? No, it just makes me irritated. So there's a different energy there. Not everybody's going to operate the way I operate, right? And that's okay. That's the way that they are. I prefer something a certain way. Not everybody's going to do it that way. But when I talk about anger, when someone is doing something and they are trying to negate their responsibilities, or they're trying to get out of a contract or an agreement, and that anger comes up, that can really be devastating for you. So Let me tell you about a couple of situations that I've been in over my 17 years. I have been in position with, I can recall a client that I had who we had a contract. I have contracts with all of my clients, and it's a way to be very clear with each other's responsibilities and expectations, and so that everybody is on a very even playing field. Well, this particular client decided that they just were not going to continue with the services that were contracted, and they were just going to walk away. They didn't care. It didn't matter. No, they said, contracts are made to be broken. And was I angry? Hell yes, I was angry. I was furious. But this was really interesting, because as I stepped back out of that anger and I looked at who that individual was and I looked at what the relationship had been like, the relationship had been trouble from the very beginning. It had been trouble from the very beginning. And what I needed to do in that instance, and this is something I want to invite you to practice, what I needed to do is I needed to step back and I needed to ask myself, what's driving my anger? Is the money that this person's no longer going to be paying me, is that going to be devastating for me? Well, the answer wasn't no. Did I want the money to walk away? That's also a no, but it wasn't going to be devastating for me. I also had a look at what the relationship was like with this person. And this person was very, very difficult to work with, created a lot of problems for myself and the team. And certainly wasn't someone that we were going to miss. So in that case, when I started to look at this, I started to really acknowledge that what was driving my determination to make this person follow through on the contract was my ego. It was my ego. My ego was driving because she was wrong and I was right. Now, that's factual. I could have taken that person to court. I could have done all sorts of things. But business is much bigger than just a contract and our ego. Because what I had allowed to do in the past was I was allowed myself to get so angry and so determined that I got focused on the wrong thing. Now, I have had to in business. I have had to take people to court. That's an actual fact. It's unfortunate. It's also part of business. And in two of the three cases, I was successful. So my ego wanted to say, well, I'll show this person because I was successful in the past. But I had been doing some personal development work around this, and I really realized that the amount of energy that I was going to have to expel, the amount of money I was going to have to utilize to take this person to court, and the impact that it was going to have on my day-to-day was far beyond the cost or the revenue that I was going to be receiving. I really needed to look at all the aspects of the impact of my anger and allowing my ego to take flight in this case, okay? This is really very, very important, because the choices that you make on the other side of anger can continue to impact you in a very, very negative way. Now, if you've ever had a situation where you've been very angry and you dug your heels in, go back and look at that. What was the benefits for you throughout that whole time? Because sometimes it can go on for years, right? Family, even family situations, when you dig in, they can go on for years and years and years. What is the long-term impact for your mental state, for your financial state, for your emotional state, and for your relationships? We've got to look at that. And when we're talking about this in business, while we want to be making wise business choices, we also need to understand that if we are going to be angry about something and take it on a long journey through courts or whatever the case may be, that impact will follow us, will continue with us forward, and it will impact our teams as well. I am not saying, again, don't follow through. If you really get a strong knowing that that's the thing you need to do, but you've got to ask yourself some big questions about what's important and what the long-term impact is going to be for us in business. All right, we are up to our second break of the show. If you are enjoying tonight's show, I would ask you to please go over to iTunes, give my show a 5-star review so that this information can get out to the people that really, really are looking for it and need it. I would be incredibly grateful. You know, there's lots of different shows in the world that people can listen to, and it would make a big difference for me. And I know that it would make a big difference for other people that are looking for this kind of support in their own businesses. All right, my friends, we are going to go for our next break. I am Christine McIver, host of the Inspired Choices for Business Growth show. We are on the Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to Christine@ChristineMcIver.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm going to give you a shameless plug. I am the author of my new book, CEO Without Apology. It is 8 different chapters that you can read one at a time or all together that's really going to support you to move into being a stronger, more convicted, and confident CEO. And there's one chapter in here that really kind of speaks to and will support you with tonight's show. And it talks about taking the next steps when you want to quit. When we go into anger, when we are frustrated, sometimes it can be so incredibly overwhelming that we just want to quit, right? Being in business is not for the faint of heart. There are times when I have been so angry and frustrated and really had a hard time seeing beyond where I was initially. And I've wanted to quit. I don't think that there is any business owner out there that hasn't felt that experience of wanting to quit at different times. It's a very normal experience to have, especially when you are seeking to grow your business, when you're seeking to grow yourself, when you're looking to expand beyond your regular day-to-day, right? Yes. Someone in the chat room says, oh my God, I quit multiple times a day. Right? This is normal. I want to encourage you not to quit when you're in anger. Allow yourself the experience of the anger and really look at, as we've been talking about, look at what is beyond my anger. What is this anger trying to show me? Your anger may also show you that you've been trusting someone with blinders on, that you've been trusting someone you shouldn't trust, right? We all get into relationships, whether it's in business, personal, whatever the case may be. And oftentimes if you are really developing your relationship with your customers and your clients, you may start to develop a personal relationship with them. And you might be doing that because you're very kind, you believe in people, you believe the best in people, and your anger may actually start to come up. Your body and your being may start to provoke your anger, so you will wake up to the fact that you should not be trusting this person. They are untrustworthy. They are not worthy of your kindness and your generosity. You know, something that I have done a long, long time ago is I created a contract with my colleagues who I have developed relationships with, friendships with. I'm very, very fortunate to have strong, strong people around me who we've cultivated strong relationships with. And one of the reasons that we have cultivated such strong relationships is because we're very clear with each other. We do not take advantage of each other. We have a friendship and then our business is separate. We pay each other when we do services for each other. We honor the line around how much work, what's considered payment, what's the line of that payment, what does that look like? And when that is not being honored, that's when we have what I call come to Jesus conversation. We have a courageous conversation, and it has to be courageous because we've developed these relationships, and it takes courage to have a conversation with a friend and let them know that this is not working. This is not working for me. And when you do that, when you honor yourself, and you honor the relationship between the two of you and acknowledge when it is not working, you honor your business, and energetically, you elevate your energy to be one of receiving. The universe recognizes that you are standing strong in your conviction and what you believe in. And I believe very strongly that when we are doing this, that we are letting go, when we actually let go of these negative relationships, when we let go of the anger, when we release what's not ours to hold on to, we open up to the ability to receive. One of the strongest challenges that I have when I am coaching clients, especially in business, is teaching them to receive. You know, we've not been taught to receive. We've been taught to hustle. We've been taught to push. We've been taught to fight, i.e. the anger. And anger will inform us. Anger will drive us forward to really look at things. When anger comes up, it's like, oh gosh. When it comes up for me, I'm like, oh God, not again. Well, I know that in that moment, that not again that I'm experiencing that's coming through me is really me saying, I'm going to learn something. It's time for me to learn something new. And it's not about the other person. That's a really cool thing, is that when I get to this space of my personal development and anger comes up or sadness comes up, I know that there is an opportunity for me to grow a little bit more. Am I excited about it at the time? No, I am not excited about it. But am I determined to continue to develop who I am and how I show up in business? Hell yes, I am. I am determined to be the best me every day that I can be, even when it's painful, even when it's uncomfortable. And I can tell you, my friends, when you start to come forward with this attitude, when you start to come forward with this determination to grow through business, through anger in business, when you come forward with this type of determination, you're going to grow. And you are not only going to grow yourself, but you're going to grow your business, because you're no longer going to allow the anger to stop you. You're no longer going to see the anger as a critical thing that is stopping us, that a critical thing that is going to implode our business. I'm going to tell you another story. I had a service provider that was a really important service for me and for the business. And this service provider I had created a relationship with, we had been doing business for a couple of years, and suddenly they were messing up. And I, you know, I said, hey, this is not working. This needs to be changed. This is, you know, there were the day-to-day tasks, there were some problems. And because I was bringing that to their attention, the owner turned around and said, sorry, we can't do business with you anymore. And I'm like, what the what? And I was really angry because they had really used my intelligence and expectations around what their services were supposed to be against me. They turned around and they pulled the service. Well, I was so angry because this was a vital part of our business. And it was a vital part of the services that we offered to our clientele. And I was panicking. I was angry. I was panicking. I was going into massive overwhelm. And when I did that, I was out of control. I was out of control. My objectivity was out of control. My understanding of my choices was out of control. I could not see beyond all of that high triggered emotion. That actually really had a huge impact on me. And it had a huge impact on me in the moment, being really awful, a negative, negative one. But when I was able to calm down and start to really view this from a different perspective, the impact it had on me was it taught me such a big understanding of the truth of when someone makes a choice like this. I'm never at the effect of anybody else's choice, and neither are you. Can you say that? Can you say that you are not at the effect of anybody else's choice when it comes to you? Understand that you, as a business owner, you always have choice. With 8 billion people on this planet and many, many service providers in the world, you are not at the effect of anyone else. All right? Understand that. And understand that when someone chooses not to work with you anymore, I would put money on it that every single solitary time that works in your favor. Because here's things, again, let's talk about energy. If the energies don't match, the relationship has to end. If somebody is operating from the space of, let's say, somebody's operating from the space of, my brain is just lost a word. If somebody is operating from the space of do anything to people, you know, underhanded business practices, if that's the energy that they operate from, and you are driving your business from the aspect of you want to provide services that have high integrity, you want to work with people to really change something in their world, you want to provide top quality products or services, but you're working with someone, let's say in this case a service provider, that all they can see is money, that they're just 100% focused on get the money no matter what it takes, and that relationship ends, I promise you that's in your favor. And you know what? On the other side of this situation, I found a new provider that was much easier to work with. They were much more responsive. Their setup was much easier for myself and my team to operate with. And the outcome was even bigger than it was before. So when we get out of... Abby's in the chat room and says they have it to align with you. Exactly. When the anger comes up for you, that's another message. They're not in alignment with you. You're not in alignment with them. So your anger actually begins to serve you to take you in the direction of where you want to go. My friends, there are so many things that I can talk about, so many examples that I can give you. But what I really want you to understand is that you have choices, and the way that you react to your anger and the way that you react to high pressure situations can either go against you or they can serve you. So one of the biggest things that you want to remember, and then we're going to go to break. One of the biggest things that I want you to remember is that when you are at the effect of anger and you don't step back to get into a calm space so you can receive more information, more awareness information, not necessarily knowledge, but more awareness information, and you can be with what's going on and ask some bigger questions, you are going to react negatively. But when you can step back and you can take that space and you can ask bigger questions, you're going to move yourself forward. You're going to gain knowledge and experience that you're going to take with you into and forward into the growth of your business. Anger is not a bad thing. Anger is actually one of the greatest gifts that we can have in business. And I can tell you, in high pressure situations, when you allow yourself to stay calm, even if you have to, I'll tell you one of the best ways to stay calm in high situations, put your hands under your legs. If you're sitting down, put them under your legs. It calms you. It grounds you into a calmer space. And then walk away, go pound some pillows, get that energy up and out of you so you can lean into your awareness and utilize this anger to your advantage. All right, we are up to our next break. It's our final break. My friends, do come back after the break so we can wrap all this up for you. You're listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. I'm your host, Christine McIver. We're on the Inspired Choices Network talking all about anger tonight. We'll be right back.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to christine@christinemciver.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back. Welcome back, my friends. Thank you so much for being here tonight. You know, I do these shows for you, to support you to grow and learn. But all the while, I also get to grow and learn as well. Because when I am doing these shows, so much more is coming to me. And that supports me as well. If you've ever thought about bringing your voice to the platforms for the world to hear, if you've ever thought about having a podcast, I would love for you to reach out. Let's have a conversation, because what we do here at the network, we have been doing since 2014. We've been doing it for 11 years. We've been hosting shows. We've been teaching people how to bring their voice to the world. And we friggin' love it. We absolutely love it. You know, I believe that until your voice is added to the conversation does not truly begin. We need every person's voice in the world so that we can create together a world that we want to leave behind to those that we bring into the world. All right, so tonight we were talking all about anger. We were talking about how important anger is and how much of a gift it can actually be to us when we're willing to lean more into our self-awareness and understand that in business, most especially, we can become angry. We can get angry because of customers, clients, colleagues. I had somebody that was very interested in a service that we provide here at the network, and we got on a call and they were asking me all sorts of questions, and I was sharing with them and they were telling me about what they do, and they said something that I really didn't kind of get at first. And what I realized a little farther into the conversation is they were trying to get me to provide my service for free and give me some of what they do. And at first I was angry, and then I was like, well, thank you so much. And I didn't say this to them, but in my mind, I'm like, well, thank you so much for educating me, because I didn't understand the languaging that you had used, which was nearly a trick. It was nearly a trick. Maybe someone who hasn't had as many years in business, that would have been something that they said yes to go into basically a trade that they weren't interested in going into. I've certainly done those things in the past, and they weren't an advantage to me. But that was an experience that I had, and I'm like, okay, cool. Now I know something else. Now I understand something else that I will utilize to my advantage, and I will utilize that in a way that will really help to grow me and to grow my business. Remember that you being in business is a gift, and you learning how to turn your frustration into changes that are going to help you to grow and help your business grow is critical. If you're not using your experiences to educate you, you're probably going to have those experiences again and again and again. Because if the universe wants you to learn something, my belief is it's going to happen again, and it's likely going to turn it up. Utilize your intellect and your emotions to your advantage. Remember, you want to get into a calm space before you make choices, though. You do not want to be in reaction mode. You don't want to be extremely angry, extremely sad, extremely happy, because again, remember that when you're in that position, you can only see what's right in front of you. You don't go into awareness, and you certainly do not have your spidey senses up to what else is actually occurring. Anger is a normal experience, especially in business, but it's there to support you. Are you willing to learn from your anger experiences? Are you willing to be humble enough to say, you know what, I needed that lesson. You know what, I needed to grow me in that conversation. I've had relationships where I've done trades with people. I've had relationships where I've maybe discounted something with someone, and I wasn't willing to be aware of when they weren't actually following through. I wasn't willing to be aware of when they were not holding up their end of the bargain. Holding ourselves accountable is very important, but holding these relationships accountable is also important. It doesn't serve anyone else in the relationship if you're not being honest and straightforward, because what ends up happening is these relationships can turn really ugly really fast. You can end up with resentment. You can end up really destroying things that don't need to necessarily be destroyed. Sometimes when the relationship's over, you can just walk away and let it be over. That's within your power. But you've got to learn to get a hold of your emotions and have them work to inform you, not to take you down, not to destroy you. So that's it for tonight's show. Next week, I am going to have a guest. And you know, I don't have guests on my show very, very often. But next week, I have a wonderful man by the name of Anthony Rousseau. He's coming on, and we're going to be talking about Double Down on You. Anthony is a speaker, a coach, and the creator of the Double Down movement. And he is just, he's such a cool guy. He has taught me so much, and I love the way that he operates. And I know he's going to bring a lot to the table to help us really explore how setbacks and risks and even parts of our story are not here to hold us back, to actually empower us to move forward. So I hope you will join us on that show. And, you know, until next week, please remember that you can always make another choice. Let these choices inform you first before you move forward. Bye, my friends.
Thank you for tuning in to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. Christine McIver will be back next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Be sure to join us again for you and your business. Until then, remember to make the choices that align with your true desires. This is your business, and it's time to create the future you truly want.